Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
some wonders never cease.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Right here in the good old USA.
With the stars and stripes,
right?
And the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Scott Henin, Kevin Flynn, Tuesday edition of the program. Some wonders never cease, ladies and gentlemen, because Hunter Biden's actually been charged with something. Breaking news as we take to the air today. He charged with two federal misdemeanor counts for tax evasion. He cut a deal. He copped a deal.
Yeah, he pled on all of it.
We pled guilty on the misdemeanor charges.
Right.
He copped a deal on the felony, saying if he's a good boy, the felony goes away.
Yep, and no jail time.
Yeah. No, of course not.
No, nothing.
Do you think they'll extend the same courtesies to Donald Trump at any point, depending on what happens with the jury down in a case in Florida? Yeah, very interesting.
This is like making a deal with a murderer on a jaywalking charge. It's kind of what this is. Or, a misdemeanor shoplifting charge to someone that's, as corrupt as it gets.
Well, and
we can't be looking at any of the real crime. You gotta look at this tax nonsense and some lying on a gun form.
We've just scratched the surface on Hunter, but I must say, progress comes slow, and at least it's something. It's about time. They kind of had to do this because this has been languishing forever, the Department of Justice, right? And of course, now we have the Trump charges, so. You get a little bit of a gamesmanship from the Department of Justice going on, but whatever. That's the big news today. Hunter Biden strikes a deal on the gun charge, pleads guilty to two federal misdemeanor counts, and his family issued a statement this morning. That'd be the President of the United States and the First Lady Jill Biden, and that was, we love our son very much, and we're behind him as he rebuilds his life. So that's that's what's going to come from the White House. He's the victim. He's rebuilding his life. Things have been tough for Hunter, you know what I'm saying? Rebuilding his life.
Yeah, he took it like a man. He faced the charges, and he'll do the punishment.
Well, he's going to take it like a man on the
probation when he's in the Caribbean. Or
is he going to take it like a man when it comes to the laptop?
Yeah. Oh, no.
We can have some more take it like a man here.
Yeah. No. Just on this stuff. What are you looking at over there? Don't look over there. Look over here.
The President and First Lady love their son and support him as he continues to rebuild his life.
So
we will have no further comment.
So special. Yeah. Such a battle for young Hunter.
That's how you That's how you brush us all under the rug. Well, he's rebuilding his life.
Meanwhile, at the border.
You know what?
Meanwhile, in China, Lincoln's over there kissing the ring.
I'm all for Hunter rebuilding his life, and I think you want everybody to have a second chance, but you got to own your mistakes, and he's not owned his mistakes. He's been hiding from these things. Took a Justice Department investigation to get him to plead guilty on the misdemeanor counts. He wants to own his past, own up to it, and rebuild his life like they're saying. Well, then do it. All right, another topic. Donald Trump was interviewed by Brett Baer last night. You see it, Kev?
I did not see it. I heard all kinds of clips from it all morning.
Yeah, very interesting. Yep. Here is one of the more interesting clips, I think, and I want to get the audience's take on this today. The finest audience in Radio Land anywhere. That's right. The flag audience, ladies and gentlemen. Very wise. Very, very wise group of folks. We love you very much. Bret Baier asked the president some version of, you know, to win, you need suburban women. This is kind of the Washington talk, right? You need suburban women and you can't get them because you're too combative. So he asked him if you want to be a little less combative. Listen to this.
By tremendous numbers, you know, and we're change. Leading with women, huh?
You know polls change. I mean, they changed in 2016 to your favor.
I thought I was doing well from the beginning, but, you know.
But they changed, the polls. What did you learn from your first term that you took from and changes that you would make if you get elected?
I would like to be less combative, but I find the press is extremely dishonest. And if I'm not combative, I don't get my word across. If I'm not combative, I don't know. I don't think you could win. I think, regardless me or somebody else, if somebody else got the nomination, these radical left maniacs would come after them at a level like you've never seen before, and they're not going to be able to withstand it. Our country is sick. It's sick. We have people that will do anything, and it's a very sad thing, like the document hoax. They should have never been brought. We're in the middle of a political campaign, and they want to arrest the opponent who's leading the person that's, in theory, in charge of government. This stuff shouldn't happen.
So what changes would you make?
Strong people, strong government. You know, when I came down to Washington, I was in Washington 17 times in my life in D.C. And I never stayed overnight. I was never there. I didn't know the people. I didn't know that world, other than I was involved in politics from the other side very much. And I put great people in, but I put some people like Bill Barr and Bolton and a few of them that, you know, actually Bolton was good because every time I negotiated, people said, oh, they've got this maniac here. He's going to go to war with us.
Talking about John Bolton. So he says, I'd like to be less combative, but if I did that, I wouldn't be able to get the word across.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to do it. Do we want him less combative?
No. No. When it comes to the, I want him to be as bull in the china shop as he can be when it comes to D.C. and the swamp. And what I don't want him to do is get off on some tangent or some attack the personality side of politics. That if he stays away from those, it's a slam dunk. If he focuses on the problems and what he's going to do in day one, which he has done before, that's the win. Period. Get the personalities out of all of it. That's what he needs to do.
Okay, being devil's advocate here then, to Bret Baier's first question, this will pose a problem with a piece of the electorate that you need to win.
Yes, that is potential. That's true.
Although he did it one time, he can do it again. Some would argue he did it twice.
Well, we're getting, you know, and then we get into that conversation of are people in the middle so sick of $4 gas and $8 eggs that they're willing to overlook that side of Trump?
Great point.
That's it.
You know what else I think? At what point are mothers, these suburban moms, going to say, you know, I love somebody who fights for my kids' future?
Yes.
Right? At what point do they, you know, whether it's paying too much for everything with inflation or just the fact that the guy is a fighter because he cares about the future and draining the swamp. Tell me at 701-219. That was the wrong number. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Do you want Trump to be less combative? He's saying he'd like to be less combative, but to do that would make it less likely he gets his word out. It's the media that doesn't allow him to be combative. They're the swamp in this case. That's Trump's point.
I have a scenario for you.
Yeah.
You know, we're going, more of a question, too. We're going through this process like they've always done it. Field of candidates, narrow them down through the debate process and through the campaign process until we get to one. That's the person. What if tomorrow Trump picked somebody like Ramaswamy and said, and they defined the ticket right now? You know, we're not going to go through what we need. You need to know who's going to fight with me.
Right.
To me, that would almost be a tactic of joining a better messenger with our team with me. To, you know, somebody like Ramaswamy that's just right through all of it. Now you know exactly who the whole ticket is.
Why not?
I don't know.
No, DeSantis wouldn't do it right
no,
now.
No, he wouldn't. But it'd have to be somebody like Vivek.
Vivek would probably do it.
Yeah.
Because his chances of winning the nomination are slim. But if you're Trump, wouldn't you wait to see
who's
available?
Who's going to finish better? Yeah, I'm just, you know, putting it out there.
I think Trump DeSantis would be the golden ticket myself.
Oh, there's no doubt. But, you know, yeah. Maybe they could. Maybe that'll happen. You want extra butter on your popcorn?
Trump says if I'm not combative, I can't get my word across. Wants to be less combative, though. What do you say to that? Do you want him less combative? You tell us at 271-1100.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. Summertime means going for boat rides, camping in your RV, and swimming in your backyard pool. But unfortunately, these activities lead to increased risks. And let's face it, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks so you can spend your time with more important things, like finally hitting that perfect cannonball! To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know the good ones and the bad ones, and we will have really great, strong people. I already know who they are, but we will have really great, strong people.
I know Washington better than anyone. That's the key to winning, isn't it? How to drain the swamp, how to play the game. Donald Trump in an interview with Brett Baer last night, playing some excerpts for you today on the program. Of all the questions and answers, the one I thought was most interesting was how he has a desire to be less combative. wants to be less confrontational, but believes that if he did, he wouldn't be able to get his message across. You agree with him? 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Call the 24/7 line at 855-217-1776. Texter says Romney was less combative. McCain was less combative. It's a very good point.
That's a great point. You know, there's a difference between combative, I think, and when he gets almost, I don't know, maybe insulting is the wrong word, but like the stuff with Jim Acosta. Remember this, you are fake news. That is awesome. All of that sort of confrontation and calling out the media and the fake news and the...
Megan, what's her name, too? That one
all was... of that was epic. You know, but it's the things that, and whether it's real or perceived, the thing like with the disabled reporter or the name
that
calling.
Was fake news,
I know. But I'm just saying it's perceived differently. But I'm just saying that, you know, those are the... I want him to keep swinging, man. When he's in the ring... Come on.
97 degrees today might be the kind of day where you say, gosh, imagine if I had a splash super pool in the backyard from hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
Go on.
That's how you enjoy every day made better. This super pool is made in the USA, comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. It sets up in less than an hour for as little as $50 a month, everything included. Come check out why it's North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997, the Splash Super Pool. See it now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Come on in. Come on in. Other textures here. Wow, the rest of us with those charges would still get a felony, even with a deal. Talking about the Hunter cop and the plea. Agreed. Agreed, agreed, agreed. Another listener says, morning, guys. Bill here. The Trump trial taking off early, I think, is a good thing so we can get this farce out of the way before the campaign season really gets going. I guess, but it seems to me to be politically motivated to say, let's hurt his chances as a candidate. But maybe you're right.
But will it?
True.
The whole thing seems to be just helping him. I mean, it's more of the swamp on display. It's more of the hypocrisy. It's more of all of that. I mean, I don't think it's hurting him at all, especially with his base. I just hope that some of the middle wake up and see some of this and just go, you know what, enough's enough.
Republicans are weak, along with our North Dakota delegation, says another listener. If they cannot force the DOJ or somebody to do more to stop the Bidens, it's ridiculous. They should all be in jail. Another listener says, Trump should stay combative. That's why we like him. But I think his point on wanting to be less combative makes sense from a general election standpoint. Look, he's loved and will always be loved by his base. But we have to realize, right or wrong, there's a group of people who vote who are milquetoast. They, you know, they bristle at any of this combative stuff. We want those votes too. So I think he's onto something here to say, I want to be less combative. I don't think he will be for the reasons he cited that he can't get his word across if he's not. But the fact he's thinking that way is worthy of some conversation here. Governor Doug Burgum joins us at the bottom of the hour, now a candidate for President of the United States, Todd Bensman, in the next hour. Great author and reporter that hasn't given up on covering what's happening at the border, unlike other folks. And Mike Lindell. The great Mike Lindell, Mr. MyPillow, will be here on the program today for an update on his good work. He has an event coming up in August called the Election Crime Bureau Summit. Details about it are at LindellEvent.com. LindellEvent.com. Three L's in Lindell. One at the beginning, two at the end. LindellEvent.com if you want to find out more about that. We'll ask Mike about that coming up on the program today. Looking forward to that. Listener says, that was a typical gotcha interview with Brett Baer. Accuse him. Blame, accuse. I'd be combative, too, if the whole interview was nothing but blaming and negativity. Baer never once pointed out how many accomplishments. How are you, Bentley? Good to see you, buddy. We got a special guest in the studio today, Kev.
I see that. The great Bentley. B-man.
The great Bentley. Baer never once pointed out how many accomplishments Trump had during his 4 years. It was just, you did this, you said this, they said this.
That's exactly what I thought.
It's a hard interview to watch. A lot of reporting.
He did this, and then, well, you know, he said, they said this and this and this, and yeah. No, nothing about how do we get out of this incredible spot that we're in for the last 2.5 years.
He did do that line of questioning on foreign policy. It was very good with Trump's take on China. And it was very good. Very, very good.
Sucked into the distraction of all of this.
Listener says, is Mike Lindell going to start a store that's called My Attorney? I don't get it.
That's He's got the Lindell Legal Defense Fund thing.
He does, yeah.
He spent a lot of money for Kerry Lake and the fraud in Arizona.
Exactly right. Another listener, stay combative. Pick Vivek, and DeSantis should stay in the job he has now. All right? Appreciate that. Listen again to this Trump commentary and wanting to be less combative. Listen to this. All right? Shoot. I lost it. If I'm not combative, I can get my word across. I want to be less combative. The question was, what did you learn from your first term that you took from and changes you would make if you get elected? I would like to be less combative, but I find the press is extremely dishonest. And if I'm not combative, I don't get my word across. If I'm not combative, I don't think you could win. I think regardless of me or somebody else, if somebody else got the nomination, these radical left maniacs would come after them at a level like you've never seen before. And they're not going to be able to withstand it. It's a pretty solid argument. I'm the only guy that can take these arrows. Because if it's DeSantis, you don't think they're going to come for him? Some of the best answers in that segment of the interview last night.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Wall Street Journal is reporting China and Cuba are negotiating to establish a new joint military training facility on the island. That would place Chinese troops and other security operations less than 100 miles off Florida's coast, a report citing current and former U.S. officials. The U.S. Coast Guard is racing against time to find a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage. Rear Admiral John Mauger said the Coast Guard is using search resources both in the air and in the water in an area about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The submersible is designed to have enough oxygen for its passengers to survive for 96 hours. Five people were on board the OceanGate Expeditions vessel when communications were lost on Sunday. Among those on board include British billionaire and famed explorer Hamish Harding, according to his family. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Beach Boys bumper day today for the birthday of Brian Wilson. How old is Brian Wilson today?
81 today.
81. Wow. The famous Beach Boys. You don't make them like that anymore, I'll tell you.
That's for sure.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
I have some good vibrations for Swedish meatballs today. PetroServe USA. 45th Street, Fargo. Also, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Yulin has Salisbury steak today. Glendon has tater tot hot dish. Beef tips and gravy, 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken pot pie in Harwood. Great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience off exit 292 in Valley City for traveling 994 today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Presidential candidate Doug Burgum joins us today, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, to talk a little bit about the campaign, how things are going. Governor, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. And hearing about the Beach Boys and Swedish meatballs, the last time Catherine and I heard the Beach Boys was at Norse Hoost Fest about 5 years ago when they were playing there. They did a great job. People in North Dakota love having them come to that great event.
That's right. It probably was some Swedish meatballs served up too, along with the Beach Boys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Are you running? Are you running into any kind of delicacies in Iowa and New Hampshire that you have to have?
No, but it was super fun. One of the must-stop places you need to go in Iowa, every presidential candidate, is Taylor's Right Made Diner. We went in there, and of course, the folks are like, you know, you've been to Iowa before, walk in, the owner of Taylor Right Made, married to one of the Taylor family, Don Short from Beach, North Dakota, started talking to him about the Beach Buccaneers and playing basketball and who he played against. And, of course, guys that he played against were guys that I knew. One of them was married to a good friend of mine. It's really fun. Iowa feels so much like home, and being on the road down there, our very first stop in Iowa was in Farley, Iowa, small town implement dealership business. JJ, the owner there, his team, the shop had the shop cleaned up. We were meeting out in the shop, and Catherine was kicking it off as the morning after we announced in Fargo. And she started out and said, "I love the way it smells in here." And all these Iowans looked at her like you'd sort of think North Dakota farmers, they haven't seen someone. She makes that comment. They're like, "What is she talking about?" And then she said, "Well, I grew up, our family had John Deere dealerships, and I grew up doing every job around the dealership from sweeping floors to working in the parts department. And when I came in here this morning and I smelled that smell, it smelled like home."
I love it.
Iowa fell in love with Catherine, and we were off and running.
That's so awesome. And what's the game plan in Iowa or New Hampshire or both for that matter? I mean, is it literally you got to go to every county kind of deal?
Absolutely. 99 counties in Iowa, we'll hit them all, just like we did when we were going around North Dakota, getting out and talking to people about the real issues that they're facing. And, of course, Iowa, a lot of the same opportunities that we have here in North Dakota with, you know, agriculture, value-added agriculture. They do such a fantastic job down there with animal agriculture. and everything they're doing. We, of course, swung by the World Pork Expo, which was great, at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. And, you know, again, Catherine, she worked for Bobcat for 5.5 years. She was in charge of the horse market, but also the manure market when she worked for Bobcat. They sell a lot of Bobcats in the manure market, so that's a big part of World Pork Expo. So we were having fun, and it was a good memory. She'd been to that event when she was working for Bobcat. So we're having a blast on the road in New Hampshire. We had a chance to have breakfast there with at a diner there, the Red Arrow Diner, another classic stop with Governor Chris Sununu, and a Republican mayoral candidate, great guy for running for mayor of Manchester. So again, it's fun to reconnect. At Great Plains, we had acquired two companies in New Hampshire, one in Manchester and one in Portsmouth during the time. They were great software companies, have been competitive of ours. They ended up joining our team. So I traveled to New Hampshire a fair amount back in the my software days, and just great people and a lot of the same values that people have in small towns in North Dakota and Iowa. So it just feels great, and they're really receptive to the message. And I tell you, it's an honor to serve the people of North Dakota, but it is so fun to tell the great North Dakota story of, less regulation, lower taxes. I mean, our historic tax cuts, us passing 51 of 52 red tape reduction bills with the legislature this year. It's so fun to tell the amazing North Dakota story to the rest of the country, because some people haven't heard it. Some people, Scott, people don't even know that we're an energy state, much less one of the top energy states in the country. And it's just so fun to dispel all these stereotypes that people might have about our great state.
And these states are well equipped to welcome. I mean, they love this, right? I mean, this is not like you're imposing on them by wanting to meet with them. They want to put you through your paces, right?
Well, absolutely. We've met people at every stop that don't hesitate to tell you they've met every, Republican presidential candidate and eventually every Republican president personally, perhaps multiple times over the, the 10, 20, 30, 40 years that they've been participating in these primaries and caucuses. So these are experts. Neither Iowa nor New Hampshire have a professional sports team, and presidential primaries, it's their Super Bowl that only happens once every 4 years, and they're engaged, they're ready, they're interested. And it's really fun to talk to folks like that, and they will talk to you anywhere. You walk into a diner, they don't look at you like, hey, some politician interrupting, our meal. They're like, hey, we can eat anytime. You might be the next president. We want to ask you questions. Thank you for coming to our state. And so it's just a very fun environment.
Oh, that's great. That is good. Competitively, what's it feel like on the ground with your competitors there for the presidential nomination? Give us a sense of what this race feels like right now for you.
Well, it's interesting. Some of the competitors aren't really on the ground. Some of the competitors are, showing up and doing large events, that are, staged and orchestrated, with a lot of press. And so when we're just out on the ground going from, small town to picnic to, to diners to events, to local homes. We met with a bunch of faith leaders in the backyard and on a beautiful deck, the backyard of someone's home in Manchester. These small events, give us a chance to really get to know people and them get to know us and understand the North Dakota story. And we just aren't, when we've been out there, we haven't really been running into people because a lot of folks are, going on the Sunday morning shows and doing large events, and they're not doing the retail get to know people. And we think that's a great advantage for us. And like I said, delighted to represent North Dakota to the rest of the world.
At what point do you branch out to South Carolina and the other states?
Well, we're hitting the ground this summer between now and the August debates in Milwaukee, hard in Iowa and New Hampshire. And then, of course, we're also, as you probably heard, we're up on television in those two states. And that's positive because that helps drive people to our local events. It helps raise the name recognition. But after we get through the summer, then we'll start looking ahead to the South Carolina and Nevada, which are the third and fourth primary states.
But it's the whole ball game right now is Iowa and New Hampshire.
Yep. If you don't get traction there, there's nothing down the road. So we got to begin with the end in mind, and that means focusing on Iowa and New Hampshire for starters.
Yeah, I remember when Mitt Romney shocked the world and beat, Rick Santorum shocked the world and beat Mitt Romney in Iowa. And, you know, they counted days later. They didn't find out, he'd won until, a week or so later. But he won, and he did it driving a pickup to every county in Iowa, which wasn't Mitt Romney's jam, He wasn't going to get in a pickup and go county by county. But, you can shock the world pretty quick by just, getting in front of the people down there, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we got a great team. We got people that worked for, helped lead Rick Santorum's race and helped lead Mike Huckabee's race working on Team Burgum. So we have a great on-the-ground team in Iowa.
That's awesome. Now, when's the first debate?
It's the latter part of August in Milwaukee.
How do you get on that stage?
Well, the big hurdle that RNC has put up this time is you have to have 40,000 individual donors. And you have to have those donors come not just from one state like North Dakota, but they've got to come from at least 200 individual donors from over 20 different states. So, again, we encourage anyone, if you people want to see North Dakotan on a presidential debate stage, it doesn't matter. Buy a T-shirt, buy a yard sign, buy a baseball cap on our website. Donate $1. Donate more, but in DougBurgum.com or text 70177. Those things will help us get on the debate stage. And if you've got friends in other states, that are, call them and or send them a link or, forward our website at DougBurgum.com to them. Cause we just have to get the, we need everybody who cares about the future of this country and believes that North Dakota is on the right track and Biden and the Biden administration are 180 degrees on the wrong track. Cause we know they're wrong on the economy. They're wrong on energy and they're wrong on national security. We see it every day. It's affecting every American. People that believe that, fire off a, $1 donation, or like I say, or go buy a T-shirt. That counts, too, as a donation, and help us get to those 40,000 donors so we can be on the debate stage representing North Dakota.
Is this race Donald Trump's to lose?
Well, when you're the leader, yes, it is. And I think the other thing, just statistically, whether it's not specific to Donald Trump, but if you go back to 2016 at the first part of June, Scott Walker, he was the, at Joni Ernst's motorcycle ride, he was the runaway. No one was going to catch him. He was going to win. End of June that year, Jeb Bush, it's over. Jeb Bush is going to win. And then you go back, you mentioned Santorum, but Santorum, Cruz, Huckabee, people that won Iowa, none of those folks were leading in the June before the November election. And none of them were leading in the June before the February Iowa caucuses. So, pundits, saying that this race is over, this is like people might as well be saying, hey, that we don't need to play the NFL next fall because we've already decided who's going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, it is that unpredictable, many twists and turns in the road. And we're excited about, the position that we're in right now in terms of where we are in the race and where we stand versus other competitors. And so, but if you got high market share, it's very tough to go up and very easy to go down. And in these races, when you start going down, that and the momentum's against you, that changes the whole narrative. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting dynamic. And like I said, a lot of twists and turns between now and then. Rick Santorum wasn't leading until, nobody thought he could win. And then the last week he surged, the last week before the election when he surged to win Iowa. So we're in it to win it and excited about the road ahead.
I want to ask you about that, a little bit about that and also the issues when we come back that are resonating with folks in the early states. What's tripping their trigger for the issues that they're ultimately going to decide their vote on. More with Doug Burgum, governor of the great state of North Dakota, candidate for president after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You are there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
H.A. Thompson & Sons started in 1908, so you do the math there. They're over 100 years old. H.A. Thompson & Sons has been providing that high-quality plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Started in Bismarck, but now do it all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, everything. And if you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about how they can help you as well. Or call them at 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393. Chatting with Governor Doug Burgum, candidate for President of the United States. I want to ask you a little bit about the issues that are resonating on the campaign trail. What are people starving to talk about?
Well, Scott, the one thing that hits every single person we talk to is the economy and the way Biden is running it. I mean, inflation, I mean Biden out there, you know, they're out this week saying, hey, inflation's down. I mean, this is like telling a hardworking American, saying, look, last year you got a 10% pay cut because we had 10% inflation, which means your earning power went down 10%, which is exactly the same as a 10% pay cut. Saying, hey, your pay went down 10% last year, but It's only going to go down 5% this year, so you should feel great about that. And look at our improving economy. No, it is. And then the measure they're using for inflation does not include food or energy. Do you know any families that don't eat and don't, you know, need gas to drive to work? And so they're understating how significant it is. In North Dakota this year, when we were bidding road projects with all this federal money that got shoved towards us, you know, the bids were coming in 30 to 35% higher. You know, if I'm in the private sector, I just say, hey, I'm not doing that project. It didn't pencil out. If you're a state government and you've got all this money, you just build 70 miles of road instead of 100 miles of road because, the prices are higher. Well, this just is going to keep causing this inflation. At the same time, we could have, you know, stagnate our economy with high interest rates. So between the high interest rates, the inflation, you know, that's affecting, you know, every small business, every business owner.
Meanwhile, less and less gets done. Yeah, meanwhile, less and less gets done. You get 30 miles less road.
Yes, exactly. And then we've got the energy prices, which again, Biden, the 180-degree wrong policy, they want us to, you know, buy energy from our adversaries versus sell it to our allies. We wouldn't even have, Putin wouldn't even be invading the Ukraine if we were actually selling energy to all of our allies in Western Europe. We've completely abandoned our allies in the Pacific that we fought for in World War II. Folks like my dad, who was a World War II Navy veteran, lived to tell about it. But we were not providing them with energy. And if you care about the environment, you know, we know in places like North Dakota, we produce it cleaner, safer, and better than anywhere else in the world. If these folks cared about the environment, they would want to have every drop of energy produced in America. And it's the same thing like in New England, New Hampshire. A lot of those folks, you know, we were importing 400,000 barrels a day of dirty Russian, you know, heating oil and oil equivalents into New England at the time that Russia invaded Putin. You know, Putin invaded Ukraine. And you can't get natural gas from Pennsylvania, clean U.S. natural gas, up to New England because New York won't let anybody build a pipeline through there with natural gas in it. So we aren't energy independent. We've got this crazy setup where we have to import into places like Southern California and into New York. And if we want a true energy independence, we should be using American energy cleaner, safer, better everywhere in our country. So for the average person we see in Iowa, every farmer, you know, they're concerned about fertilizer prices. They're concerned about diesel prices. They're concerned about, foreign competition with China. So all of these issues that we're talking about on energy, national security, and economy resonate with every single person that we've met with.
Listener wants us to ask you whether or not it'll be difficult to balance the duties as governor of North Dakota with being a presidential candidate.
Well, it's an important balance, but, you know, job one for me is to, you know, be effective and be present at all the things that matter as governor, the job I've been elected to, committed to do that here in Bismarck today, and looking forward to our all the work we've got going on today, meeting with majority leaders, emergency commission in another hour. And we're also got kicking off the government to government conference today with all the five tribes, the federal authorities, the state leaders, to talk about the important issues, whether it's education, healthcare, infrastructure, law enforcement, all the things that affect all the North Dakota citizens who are also enrolled members in North Dakota. So, you know, we're charging hard on doing the job of being governor. And as I've shared with Scott before, it's great being a governor and being on the trail because we get to tell the story of North Dakota and we understand the issues that people are facing and the role that sometimes the role of solving these problems belongs to the state. Sometimes it's the city government. Sometimes it's the library board. But so much of this stuff, the federal government has got to return power to the states. I've seen it as a small business person. I've seen it in running large businesses, and now I've seen it for 6.5 years of the government. The governor, the federal government overreaches into everybody's business, personal lives, city commissions, county commissions, state government, and all of this. We've got to reduce the size of the federal government, return the power to the states, get the federal government back inside of its original guardrails. And as president, that means you've got to focus on the things that matter, not every little distraction that comes along. And the things that matter to all Americans, part of the job of being president, is economy, energy, national security.
Yeah, and that overreach, at least in a Republican primary battle, is going to be a hot topic as well, because everybody feels it, don't they?
Absolutely.
Governor, thanks for the time today, and be safe on the trail. zooming back and forth between North Dakota, Iowa, New Hampshire. Appreciate it very much. You bet. Take care, okay?
You, Scott.
Yes, sir. Phone cut out there. I think he said, thank you, Scott. Anyway, short break back with Todd Bensman. What the heck's happening at the border? One reporter's still covering it. He'll be here to tell us about on what's on your mind. Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.